Why do it to yourself, Knobhead? Why? Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman. And if you are coming through, then please do let me know that you're coming through ready for Monday. Okay, so before we get into this, I just very quickly want to talk about brand new hot seats that I'm doing. I'm doing 1 in 4 coaching sessions on Zoom. So me, 4 of you together, going to work on your biggest problem, your number one problem that you're struggling with now for 60 minutes with me. If that's something you want to be a part of, drop me a message and we're going to start booking up slots this week, okay? Ready to go. This is like a one-off thing. I haven't done this for a long time, but I'm looking forward to doing this and get amongst and actually talking to guys, okay? The cost is like 99 quid. Usually it's like a lot more to do one-on-ones with me. But I just want to put this out there to, if anything, give everyone a little bit of focus coming out of the other end of the fucking pandemic and giving everyone that quality one-on-one time and making myself available to give that coaching. So if that's for you, just drop me a message. So fucking hell, why do it to yourself is a really good question, and I saw it in one of the comments on my 50 miler post when I had finished, like, because I was fucking mentally and emotionally fucked after Saturday, and I was more so than any other of my ultras because I wasn't, to be honest, fully prepared. I missed out on so much running. To give you some perspective, when I was training for my 100 miler 2 years ago, at this point from January, I'd done nearly 1200 miles worth of running, and that's a lot of running. I did a lot of training. This time I did 400 miles, and that was simply because of my calf. So it was a lot harder for me emotionally and mentally, and it fucking took everything out of me. And it was a really tough one, and it was kind of like the run that made me realize that actually it's time to look at something else. But why do that in the first place? Which is a really good question. Why do we ever put ourselves through anything? Why do I put ourselves through change? Why do we go in the cold seas? Why do we have cold showers? Why do we join courses? Why do we try to improve ourselves?
Hey guys, I'm only going to take a second of your time. I just want to let you know that I run a supporters group on Facebook where I run exclusive content for people that are in that group. We have a supporters show, so that's a bonus 8 shows a month that you'll be getting. We'll be running challenges. You'll be getting best discounts on programs for the future that I'll be running. When COVID is finished, we'll be looking to do meet-up training days at a discount as well. And we'll be looking to put together a committed community. If you're looking to just be put one foot in my world, or you're looking to come and work with me in the future, or you just want to be a part of the extra content, you can look at the details below. It's like $3.95 a month for the investment. And you get a lot of good quality value back. Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
Now, for me, the key word here is challenge. And the byproduct of a challenge are the things that you gain along the way. The biggest one being experience. I find that when we put ourselves on the line to achieve a challenge that once we thought was impossible, we suddenly start finding new characteristics of our personality, of our values, of our principles, of our state of mind that we never knew existed. I remember when I did my very first 100 miler, I went to places mentally that I never thought were possible. I remember seeing the boys who are on my mastermind and them finishing their 50 and seeing them for a quick picture on Sunday, and the elation in their faces and the experience and character that it would have gained over that 10 to 12 hours of running up and down hills, what they would have learned about themselves. And morning from Uganda, loving that. And that's what we do, these things. That's what we put ourselves on the line. And it doesn't have to be a 50 miler, it could be a 5K. You could be a guy who's 4 stone overweight and is about to put himself through a rigorous 6-month training program that's going to change the way that he looks. And you know that there's going to be a lot of hard work coming up. But the challenge is what's going to create you. The doing things that you never thought possible will define you. And I think life is literally about taking opportunities and taking challenges on. Because when we look back at everything, when we reevaluate our lives at the very end, we want to look back and say, yeah, we challenged ourselves. We looked ourselves in the eye and we said, we're going to push ourselves. And it could be a 50 miler, it could be 5 miles, it could be improving a relationship or your career or your business. Let's go. Morning. It could be any of those things. Challenges come in all shapes and sizes, in all different ways, but the byproduct is always the experience. It's always the character, the learning lessons, the moving forwards. Because if we don't challenge ourselves, we tend to stay the same. We stay in the same loop. And it just goes round and round and round and round. If I never did a 50 mile, if I never did a 100 mile, if I never set up my own business, I just end up feeling like I'm plateauing. Jesse! Here! And I think that's the thing, right? You either get that or you don't. And you can always move 1% forwards every single day. Tiny, tiny little wins that eventually lead to huge wins. All of my lads on the mastermind that did that 50, it all started with a 5K run and then escalated into a 50 miler over a period of a year, which is incredible. Incredible state of mind, incredible conviction and commitment. And that's what's required sometimes for us to make our lives better. And I truly believe that along the way. And you truly find out who you are and your identity and what you're about and what you're capable of. So that's why we put ourselves through the pain. That's why we put ourselves through the torment of having to change. If we want to improve the way that we love our lives, we've got to go through the challenge, right? We've got to experience it. We've got to be amongst it. And that starts with today. Whatever you're going to do today, challenge yourself to do something. Do something different. Go to the gym if you haven't been to gym. Go for a run if you haven't gone for a run. Be the bigger person at work. Ride out the storm. Don't react negatively. Stay calm. Stay in control. Stay composed. Change the way that things are done. Remember, a challenge comes in all shapes and sizes. It could be an issue at work. It could be a 50 miler. But showing up and changing the way that you do things for the better is what's going to move you forwards all the time, constantly. And if you have a mission on top of that, then you're emotionally connected as well. You're never back fucking down when you've got a mission, ever. The number of times I wanted to quit on that fucking Saturday, 35 mile hour, I was convinced that was it. And then Jem talked me out of it, focused me, and we went again. Never quit. Never, 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 never. As much as you want to. Listen, have a fucking amazing week. I'm going to do another show tomorrow. So if you're about tomorrow, 5:30, we'll see you then. Remember, if you fancy a little bit of one-on-one coaching, 1-in-4 coaching, okay, new thing that we're doing, DM me. Just pet the top, hot seat, and then I'll work with you for an hour. We'll get you fucking squared away, get you ready to go and focused. Catch you soon.